This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got some terrific fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs, as well as our own local lakes. And it's also time to apply for your pheasant permits. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, if you're a local fisherman, you know right now we're still seeing some great summer fishing at virtually every local lake. The largemouth bass action, though a morning and evening affair, has been quite good. Catfishing has been good virtually 24 hours a day, and we're still catching plenty of bluegill and some crappie in some locations. And as we mentioned, it's time to begin applying for your pheasant permits. Sportsmen wishing to pursue pheasants at the various controlled pheasant hunting sites will again need to gain access to a computer. And as in the past, permits will be issued only through an internet-based reservation system. Now, 15 of the controlled hunting sites are operated by the Department of Natural Resources, while four other sites will continue to be operated under a public-private partnership arrangement between the IDNR and the concessionaire T. Miller. Of the 15 sites operated by the DNR, five offer only the Illinois youth pheasant hunt opportunity for young hunters between the ages of 10 and 15. Now, these sites with the youth hunt are Sancrus Lake State Park in Christian and Sangamon County, Mackinac River State Fish and Wildlife Area in Tazewell County, Clinton Lake State Recreation Area in DeWitt County, Edward Madigan State Fish and Wildlife Area in Logan County, and the World Shooting and Recreational Complex in Randolph County. Now, though the actual reservation process for the 15 IDNR sites began August 5th. Those seeking permit information, season dates, and other information can also find this on the DNR website. And detailed information and permit reservations are also available for the four sites managed by the T. Miller Company. Hunters need to review the application instructions and season information accessible online prior to submitting an application. Now, on the DNR-operated sites, the daily permit fee for the controlled pheasant hunting program is $30 for resident hunters and $35 for non-resident hunters. The daily permit fee applies to each hunter, and hunters will be required to pay for reserved permits in advance over a secured internet system using either American Express, Discover, MasterCard, or Visa credit card. The credit card account will be billed when hunters submit an application, and a transaction fee of $250 will be assessed for each application, except the application submitted for the Illinois Youth Pheasant Hunt. And the public-private partnership controlled pheasant hunting areas are Chain of Lake State Park in Lake County, Silver Springs State Park in Kendall County, a little bit more locally is the Ramsey Lake State Park in Fayette County, and Horseshoe Lake State Park in Madison County. Now, information on controlled pheasant hunting at these sites is also available on the DNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. Now, that's the site you need to go to find out, to make reservations, to find out anything about this program. That's www.dnr.illinois.gov. So there's a good opportunity if you're a pheasant hunter. We rarely get opportunities to do that anymore, and that's probably our best chance here locally to enjoy a good pheasant hunt. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back with more right after these messages.
You can hear Auction Time Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:15 and Sunday mornings at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM 1540 and WSMI FM 106. Also, you can check out area auctions at our website, www.wsmiradio.com. When you're ready to sell, tell your auctioneer to place your sale on WSMI's Auction Time. Listen for Auction Time every Monday through Saturday at 7:15 a.m. and every Sunday at 7:05 a.m. on WSMI AM and FM, the stations you can count on.
Okay, we're back, and the great summer fishing continues at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Right now at Lake Shelbyville, the water temperatures had gone up to about 86 and have now fallen back to about 80. The lake is falling about 4 inches a day, and there's still 8 to 9 feet over summer pool. The water is quite clear. Last week's very hot weather had slowed the crappie bite on the north end, but the mid-lake to south end is really going strong. Anglers are fishing the channel banks and looking for the biggest trees they can find with branches spread out everywhere. They can then drop a waypoint from their GPS units and use a slip bobber minnow set at its proper depth. You must put some action on the bobber until the boat traffic picks up and does it for you. These crappie seem to want to chase the bait. They're flat hammering these crappie and going through about 10 dozen minnows a day. That's a lot of bait, so the crappie bite is red hot. The white bass are still playing hard to get, as are the largemouth, and most anglers are just sticking to the crappie bite right now, waiting for the white bass action to turn on. The catfish bite looking pretty good too. Anglers are finding some pretty good catfish action on a variety of commercial and live baits, and finding very good success fishing virtually all over the lake. At Carlisle Lake, the largemouth bass action is tapered off now. It's rated fair at best. They're catching them on crankbaits along the rocks, but the catfish bite remains quite good. We went out last week and had very good success, and I think almost everyone is going out. They're catching them using a variety of commercial baits, and the anglers drift bait fishing with bait shrimp are doing successfully well as well. Crappie bite still fair. Anglers are catching some of these crappie, but they're still hard to find since the lake is so high. But the white bass are rated excellent in the lake. The whites have really turned on. Slab spoons, little Georges, coupled with curly tails are producing most of the better action. In the tailwaters, white bass are rated excellent, particularly at night using submersible lights and minnows and tying off on the buoys. They're also catching a few during the day on rooster tails, coupled with curly tail and tube jigs. The catfish bite, however, is very good in the tailwaters. Cut shad, night crawlers, and cheese baits all producing good numbers of fish. They've even seen quite a few flathead recently. And the crappie bite rated very good too. Most are being caught on minnows, however. And the sauger bite still good. A lot of water running through there. And so long as that water's running, the sauger bite seems to be good. They're fishing from the bridge and from the buoys down to the bridge. At Wren Lake, the crappie bite remains good. Summer patterns still in place, and summer fishing on Wren usually means catching a lot of fish. And sorting through a lot of small ones for the keepers. The bite is primarily on the stake beds and brush piles out on the main lake. A lot of these beds are loaded with fish, and you can catch a lot of small fish along with the good ones. Jigs and minnows seem to be working equally well. Most anglers are preferring a red jig, red to chartreuse, anywhere from an inch to a 2-inch jig. The catfish bite is also quite good. Drift fishing continues to be one of the more productive techniques. Pick a spot, cast some lines out, and drag the bottom as you drift across the lake. A lot of these are being caught in the backs of the necks in shallow water. Creeks leading into the lake are also producing good numbers of fish. And jug fishing has been very productive as well. Just try to place them so the wind blows them across the cove, and you'll find some very good success there. Cut shad, leeches, shrimp, night crawlers are working very good on the jugs. And the bass bite, these fish are in their summer patterns, sometimes hot, sometimes warm. They're being caught in shallow bushes, laydowns in about 1 to 3 feet of water by fishing soft plastic and spinner baits. Black and blue jigs are a good choice. You can also fish the rocks with crankbaits and find some pretty good success. That should be turning on even more as each day passes. And the bluegill bite, still quite good. Regular old worms producing many of the better catches. They're fishing shallow along the rocks under the Gun Creek Bridge, and the Sailboat Harbor Bridge are also producing good numbers of bluegill as well. So we got lots of good fishing locally, as well as each of Illinois' three large core lakes, and the squirrel hunt now underway. Lots of things happening on the outdoor scene. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.